at the heart of your community. This is your station. This is Swindon 105.5.
It's Swindon 105.5.
Roundabout Swindon, the Wednesday edition with Sean Hodgson.
Good morning, yes, me, Sean Hodgson, Roundabout Swindon, Wednesday the 2nd of October 2013. We've got a lot for you this morning. We've got Steve Parsons from Local Rotary comes to talk about something in the world of Local Rotary. We've also got the AK Poets live in studio. First of all, we've got two from the police.
Daring to be different, we're Swindon 105.5.
Good morning to you. Yes, here we are, Sean Hodgson, Roundabout Swindon, and on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. And I always seem to be saying this every time we come in. I was sat at home the other day, and I said to my daughter, it just seems like 3 weeks ago that you were telling me, Dad, I'm never going to let you put the Christmas tree away again because you wrap up the lights wrong. Well, that plan obviously worked, didn't it? I mean, you don't have to put the Christmas tree away or get it out again, does it? But it just seems to be round the corner. I know. Is Christmas round the corner? I don't know. It just seems far too close to me anyway. Anyway, this morning, who have we got on the radio of the station this morning? We've got a local band with us this morning, the AK Poets, consisting of David Marks, Pat Loosh and Richard Skidmore. Sort of a Swindon band, but should we say a Toulouse French connection to that band as well. And we're joined first thing in the morning, actually, by Steve Parsons. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
From Local Rotary. Local is in Old Town, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. And also Dave Franklin this morning as well.
Good morning.
From Green Man Music and let me go.
Already?
No. It's on the tip of my tongue. That's the word I'm looking for.
It's only a two-hour show.
It's only a two-hour show. I've got a secret chord record. I knew we'd get there in the end, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Someone thinks that's just been whispered in my ear, but I did work it out myself. Honestly, I did. We're going to be chatting to Steve in just a few minutes. So first of all, we're going to give you the opportunity, your first opportunity in the morning, to listen to this. When the button works, it's that sticky button again, isn't it?
It's time for the medley musical challenge. Can you name the artist? Can you name the song? In the montage that we call the medley musical challenge.
Okay, you know how the system works. We've got five artists, five songs. I think they're mainly all introductions. I can't be certain of that now. But they're all well-known songs. No, the middle one might catch you out. Again, can sometimes they all seem to catch you out. So see if you can work out who these are anyway. I'm going to push that sticky button. Let's try, see if we can get it first time this time. No, second time. No, I've pushed it. There are other buttons I can push that do work. think we can hear some noise coming from the outside. Can we? Yeah, I think it's just, we're getting a bit bleak. That's how you might just hear in the background there our morning band just in a little quiet, not so quiet rehearsal in the background. They said they were going to do some tuning up, but I think they've started playing already. So, Steve, out of that, not without shouting the answers out, how many did you get out of 10 then? 1 point for the artist, one for the song.
I think probably two artists and two songs.
Two artists and two songs, and Dave?
I don't know, I'm still working on last week's.
You're still working on last week's? Come on, there are a couple of easy.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to say easy, but it's, well,
I think I'll go for a couple there.
You go for a couple.
I'll have to listen to it again.
All right, you're going to be with us for the 2 hours anyway, aren't you?
So I am now. Yeah,
you are now just to get the answers, aren't you? I'm staying only for the answers. Okay, I'll just turn to Steve. So, Steve, you come hot foot from your breakfast meeting with Grove Tree over in Old Town, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah.
Where do you meet again?
We meet up at what used to be called the King's, now called 20 Hotel, up in Wood Street in Old Town.
Okay.
From about 7 o'clock in the morning until about 8:30, and then everyone goes to work or wherever else they're going.
Or comes to be a radio star.
That's right.
For 5 minutes or right. So, anyway. Yeah, okay. So what's happening it's just five in Swindon Rotary. Your Old Town. So what's happening in Old Town Rotary at the moment? Things you got planned?
Yeah, we're just coming out of the summer period. It's a little quieter over the summer because obviously people have holidays and we don't try and commit to too much. But once back into September and October, there's a number of events coming up. The nearest one of those is tomorrow night. We have our second Old Town Live event, which is at the Hotel 20 in Wood Street tomorrow night, the 3rd, and it's a music night essentially. We ran it for the first time last year and it's very successful, and so we're having another go this year. It raises money for a local charity called Smile Menders,
mm-hmm.
which is a relatively small charity but raises money to help people who've been disfigured and injured in other parts of the world.
So the money from this event just goes to a very local charity
then? It does, yeah, that's right. We usually try and generally Rotary clubs tend to find charities local to themselves because the large charities tend to get quite a lot of publicity anyway. The local ones can often miss out. So it's an opportunity for clubs like ours and the other Rotary clubs in this area to try and latch on to a few more of the local charities who maybe don't get the same amount of publicity.
And what is the... You say it's a music night tomorrow night. What's actually consisting of?
So there's a band. We have a band playing through the night, and we have some singers, a couple of soloists during the course of the evening as well. The hotel is obviously letting us use the premises to run the evening, and that makes it all worthwhile. It's only £5 a ticket. So not an expensive evening, and something hopefully that people will enjoy as much, if not more so, than last year.
Is it open still, or have you sold out?
Yeah, very
out
much
now?
So. In fact, we haven't sold out completely, and there are tickets available, and there may well be tickets available on the night as well if we have any left. So people can come along, or can go onto our website where the details are listed. Or come along on the night and pay on the door.
Is there food involved, or is that to be separate?
Food is something that people can do at the hotel separately if they want to. It's not included in the price. Okay. I wanted to keep the ticket price down, obviously, to not make it expensive.
So that's tomorrow night?
That's tomorrow evening, that's right.
And looking a little further ahead?
So further ahead, in November, many people may be aware of Swindon Last Night of the Proms, which is in November the 16th, Saturday night at the Wyvern Theatre. This is an event that we run together with the Rotary Club of Swindon, which is a lunchtime club. But we organise that together and arrange it for usually the middle weekend in November. Last year we had a full house, raised over £4,000 for Swindon Young Musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this year we're hoping for a full house. Ticket sales tend to start picking up once we get past the summer again, so we don't expect to sell too many by now, but between now and the day, we're expecting to sell to fill the theatre, in fact. Yeah.
Great. Okay. I did ask you before we went on there if you want to choose a piece of music, and you've chosen something, haven't you? We're going to play a track of yours. What are we going to play? You should tell people what we got.
This is
one
of my favourites. This is a track called Run by Snow Patrol.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to... It's that button again. No, different button. Then I'll get caught out. One day I'm going to bring a sledgehammer to that button, and of course Dave won't be able to laugh at me anymore then, will he? Okay, that was a choice of our guest, Steve Parsons from Local Rotary, and that was Run by Snow Patrol. So, Steve, just looking ahead now, maybe to, I don't know, obviously you have a calendar which looks many months ahead. What, Christmas time or maybe just after? What's coming up in Rotary then? That sort of
thing. We don't tend to do a lot around Christmas because a couple of the other local clubs do quite a lot around Christmas. So that sort of, you've heard of this charity fatigue sort of expression that people use.
Sure.
They don't want to overwhelm everybody at a time when it's quite expensive for people anyway. But looking ahead to the spring, we have two major events every year. One is the sporting dinner in March every year, which is at the Blunson House Hotel. And that's a well-known sporting celebrity comes down.
Have you got anything booked yet? Do we know who you're getting?
We've got a couple in mind. We haven't quite nailed it down yet.
Okay,
but,
good.
We've got a couple in mind. We had Phil Vickery, the rugby player, last year. And that's a charity evening as well. We have an auction and a raffle on the night, and that usually raises anything up to £6,000.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah,
for
I'd
say it's 30 of you, but to raise £6,000 for one event locally, that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah, it does well every year, generally speaking, unless Swindon Town are at home, and that usually reduces the numbers a little bit. But or maybe not this season, but perhaps I can't say that.
Could you get a sporting celebrity to fill out Swindon Town?
Yeah,
are they big enough, would I be shot for even implying that they're not? No, I'm not going to go there. Someone's going to let my tyres down before I leave, aren't I? I'll leave that. Go on, sorry.
We have had links with Swindon in the past, and certainly people who've been connected with Swindon have been approached in the past as well. And then in the summer, of course, most people know of the Great Swindon Duck Race, which takes place on Bank Holiday Monday in May every year. And that's an annual event, obviously, but we'll start to promote that a bit more after Christmas.
Great. Okay. Now, if anybody does want to get in touch with you or come along to one of your meetings, can they just turn up, or do you particularly want them to get in touch
first? They can turn up because we have a buffet breakfast, so it's not a plated meal, and there's certainly enough for a few people to turn up if we weren't aware they were coming in the first place. If people do want to contact us on anything, we have a website, www.swindonoldtownrotary.org. Which people can go on to, and there's an opportunity to contact us through that, and we'll get straight back to them. We also have a Facebook page, Swindon Old Town Rotary Club, and a Twitter account, at Old Town Rotary, which are other methods that people can contact us on, and all of those will receive an immediate response.
You know all those details, don't you? I've had a few members in from Rotary, and I say, how do we get in touch? They go, yes, but you're the man in charge of all that, aren't you? That's why you know all the details.
I do look after it for our client.
You look after all the website and all the local media stuff, don't you?
That's
great.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Steve, Vice President, Local Rotary, thank you very much for coming and chatting to us this morning.
You're very welcome.
And maybe you, either yourself or one of your colleagues, can come in next month.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay. We're just going to go now to our long song. As you know, we do the 9:30-ish. It's never dead on 9:30, but we get close to it. The long song, where we each find a track, perhaps slightly obscure, maybe quite often an album track that you wouldn't perhaps normally hear on the radio, that goes on a little longer than normal, really. So we don't talk over the intro, we don't talk over the outro as well. We show respect to the long song. Here we have Opportunity by the Charlatans. Respectful pause at the end of that. That was our long song. That was Opportunity by the Charlatans from their debut album 1990. It made number one. Huge success that was. The band had only been together a year and very fortunately managed to get a record album, a contract there, which I think is a very rare thing these days, anyway. But that was 20 odd years ago. They didn't have enough material, so they had to throw a few songs in, but that definitely was not a song they'd just thrown in. And one of my favourite tracks from that album there, from the album Some Friendly. Okay, we are now joined in the studio by, I'm going to say local band, because they aren't, well, they're playing local. They've got very definite local connections, the AK Poets, but also I'm going to say European connection. She has Toulouse, Berlin, and the singer from the band David Marks has travelled around New York as well, been all over the place. So good morning to the AK Poets.
Morning, folks.
Morning.
So we got here in front of us, we got David Marks, guitar and vocals, Pat Loosh, is that the way you pronounce it?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, Pat Loosh, who's on bass, and Richard Skidmore on, I'm not going to say drums, because we're not big enough to have drums. We've got drum and cymbal, singular. Is that right?
Singular, and a box.
And a box, okay. But you've got little brushes there, so you're not dominating everything down here. That's great stuff. So, David, and the band, thank you very much for coming in.
Welcome.
Early morning start. Do you generally get up and start singing at 9:30 in the morning?
I usually get up earlier than that. I usually get up at about 7 o'clock and sort of start, you know, singing Meatloaf songs. I can't believe I just said Meatloaf.
It's out. Secret's there. Everyone's allowed to secret musical history there.
Yeah, well, I start singing Meatloaf at 7. By the time I get to 10, I've got to John Lennon. It's, oh, thank God. I can calm down now.
That's great. But you're over here doing... we have decided it is a mini tour, isn't it?
Well, it's more than a mini tour. She says, call it a mini tour, but it is a whole bunch of gigs. Yeah, it's about 30, 35 gigs in all. We're about halfway through at the moment. I came over at the beginning of August, and I'm here till the end of November. And we're playing sort of essentially Swindon based gigs, but we're playing all over. We're playing Bath tomorrow, we're playing Hemel Hempstead next week. So within a sort of 50 or 60 mile radius, we're sort of doing our thing, really. Yeah.
Because you are from Swindon, aren't you? So there is, you're not,
I'm
just popped
Rainey's
into Swindon.
Parts, you are, aren't Brer, you? I'm an old town boy, originally, me.
And you've been in what? How many bands in the area going back over the
47
all of them in years?
912 in Swindon alone.
Name a couple of the ones we might know then, or some of our listeners
might
know.
Well, my very first band ever, I was still at school, and it was Swindon's first punk band, the Aggravators, the legendary Aggravators, who opened up for the Clash when the Central Hoyle burnt down. I don't know if you remember that. So that was my first band. With the infamous Steve Baker. My second band was also with
Steve Baker. So was that one where the Clash had to move venue?
Yeah. And they all used our gear.
Yeah, that's right.
My amp. It was good. Yeah, they all used our gear. It was great.
Do they talk about it still when they use the Aggravators gear, do you think? Do you think they say, do you remember that time we had to use the Aggravators gear?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was a journalist when I lived in New York for a number of years, and I got to interview Mick Jones.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe about 20 years later. And I said, do you remember that gig? And he did.
Oh, right, okay.
He didn't remember my amp, but he remembered that gig.
Oh, good.
Joe Strummer referred to it as Swindon's burning rather than London's burning. So,
okay. They didn't write a song about it, though, did they, unfortunately? Perhaps it originally was, and they just changed the lyrics because London was a bit more. Maybe it was based on that.
No. Something tells me not.
No, maybe not.
They did
not
remember it, though, because all their gear burnt down.
So oh, right, okay.
Some say it was an insurance scam, but no one's ever got to the bottom of it. Yes, I know.
We'll come back to that at a later stage. Yes. You've heard it first. It's been revealed here at last. That famous punk rock insurance scam. So moving on from the Aggravators then.
Yeah, then it was the Humans. And that's when I got to know Pat. Pat's a few years younger than me, and he used to come in and watch us rehearse. And I guess we've sort of stayed in touch ever since. And a number of bands. I used to play with Barry Andrews when he left XTC, which evolved into Restaurant for Dogs. Then I moved to London. Then I did a whole bunch of session work. And then I moved to New York and did a whole bunch of things over there. I mean, I could ramble on, but I don't want to bore the listeners.
You're here for 2 hours, mate, so expect lots of rambling.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry. I've got more tea to go and make out there, so I'll just walk away.
I'm told I give good ramble, but you ask away and I'll ramble away. Yeah.
Well, we do well together because I ramble a bit anyway.
Okay.
So I tell you what, we're not going to keep rambling because you're here here to play live for us, aren't you?
Well, it's a rumour, hasn't it?
that was the plan, wasn't it? So we're going to take that opportunity now. Well, Pat has a quick mouthful of something. What are you eating there? It looks like pot noodle.
It is a pot noodle.
Is it a pot noodle?
Pat doesn't leave home without it.
I didn't know pot noodles still existed. I thought they were sort of something from confined to history.
From the 70s.
Consigned to history.
The Sweeney used to eat them.
But did they really?
I think pot noodles still going strong, you know. I'd like to plug that if I could, you know.
you expect a big box of pot noodles to be arrived now, Golden Wonder, deliver you a pot noodle.
It wouldn't be bad, would it?
Yeah.
I'm in it for the food, mate.
It's not rock and roll, it's all about pot noodles. All right, okay. So what's your opening track you're going to play for us first of all?
Well, I thought we'd start off with a sort of up number, moving. I've been up for a couple of hours now, it's not going to be Meatloaf or Lennon. It's an original, it's called Strawberry High Heels. And is that what you'd like us to kick straight in with?
How's you crack on with it? Yeah, you over to you, as they say.
Okay, over to Pat, I'm going to count them in. Here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
son of makeup. Sandy's downstairs. She looks like a swinging 60s star. Just paper thin. So-called cabaret. She's yellow, yellow, yellow in every single way. Ooh-wee. She's new upon a funky and strawberry high heels. She's new upon a in a strawberry eyes. Okay. Things she reveals. Ooh-wee-oo. She's nude upon a funky and a strawberry eyes. Yeah, she's nude upon a funky and a strawberry upon a funky and strawberry high heels. And she's mine all the time.
Wow.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
So, what's that one called then?
That one's called Strawberry High Heels.
Strawberry High Heels.
Which Pat is dreaming about now, you just told me in the hall.
Yeah. Very much right. Yeah, my fantasy now is seeing a girl in strawberry high heels.
Eating a pot noodle at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You
should get him a pen.
What, a pair of pot noodles?
Or some high heels.
You can only cook with one pot noodle at a time. Surely men cannot cook with more than one.
No, this is it. But anyway, yeah, strawberry high heels. Boys and girls.
If I said that, remind me a little of Squeeze. Would you go? Yeah, I can see that. Or,
well, it's funny actually. A lot of the songs I write, it seems to trigger all kinds of thoughts. I mean, yeah, I quite like Squeeze. Whether that sounds like Squeeze or not, I don't really know. I mean, you know, some people say this sounds like Bowie. That sounds like Jerry and the Pacemakers. I mean, for God's sake, where does that come from? Not that particular song.
No.
But that has been said about some of my songs. Well, fair enough. Whatever. I'll take them all. You know. Yeah. But don't say Meatloaf around me, though. Meatloaf or the terrible PC.
You've already said it, mate.
I know.
So it's too late. You've opened.
It's 7 o'clock.
You've
in the morning,
opened up the gates of hell already. Now, haven't you?
It's too late. Before me, but like
if you're not careful, we'll be playing some Meatloaf on here.
Oh,
and it'll be in your name. It'll be because of you.
I have to go and lie down with a cold compress on my brow.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you.
Putting Meatloaf to one side,
please,
then.
Please do, forevermore.
Tell us what your musical influences are, where you get your inspiration from, then.
What, me?
Yeah. Well, no, not Meatloaf. I'm not sure if you get what Meatloaf gets his inspiration
sweaty
from.
Sweaty undercarriage to him, my friend. What was I going to say? I guess everyone in the room already knows. Yeah, but for me, the Beatles always has been, always will be. That's my main thing. That's what did it for me.
Well, that's it. You need to say no more.
That's it. Best band in the world ever. Yeah, always will be. Yeah, and for me, they still inspire me to this present day, and they always have.
They've got some new tracks supposedly coming out, haven't they?
Yeah, the BBC
More BBC sessions.
Like this, I should imagine. Very intimate and...
Historic. Do you think in 40 years' time, people say, we've discovered more AK Poets sessions.
Maybe, yeah.
Recorded at Swindon 105.5. All those years ago.
Rumour has it the bass player was eating a pot noodle at the time.
No.
Give over.
Pot noodles are disappeared by then, surely. Perhaps these are because pot noodles are powdered and dried up. That could actually be 30 years old, couldn't
it? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, why do you think he's got the complexion he has?
A complexion for radio. Is that what you're trying to say?
He said he's got his best radio complexion on this morning.
Pat, sorry. Let's speak. Come on. Tell us about your pot noodle fetish
then. I'm not mindful of pot noodle at the moment, so I can't really say a lot. But What do you want to know about?
Tell us about your background. How you got involved with David then?
Pretty much. I don't know really. I was just sort of into music, into rock and roll, and David was about when I was a kid, and he was the sort of bloke that you could kind of look up to and think, yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah.
So while David goes off wandering around the world doing his bits and pieces, and you presumably occasionally get to go as a band, what do you do in between band? Are you in other bands locally yourself?
I do play in a three-piece mob band as well, yeah.
Okay. Who are they? Can we name them, or is that going to be secret?
The Sitting Tenants.
Oh, that's a Swindon band again, is it?
Based sort of Swindon Bath way, really.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what, when you say mod, you mean mod as in style, or do you mean mod as in a covers band, or do you do your own music
in that style?
It's all original stuff.
It's my thing, really.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you have to get your band, that band in as well, then.
Certainly, I'm sure they will. You know, I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're always up for having live music in the studio. That's what I really...
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
That's what I love to do. That's great.
One thing we could talk about. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. I know you're a long way from the mic over there, Richard, but come a bit closer to the mic. I'll chunter away for 5 seconds while you walk a little bit closer to the mic. So tell us a bit about your background and how you got involved with David and the AK Poets.
It was a classic case of I got a phone call from my friend Dave Franklin. And he said, do you want to play drums for a band? So I haven't played drums for about four years or so.
Right.
So I thought, yeah, why not? And then obviously by the time I found out it was Dave and Pat, it was too late.
It was too late. You were committed then, were you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, great, okay. But do you play in other local bands yourself? Are you with other people?
I actually write songs and sing for a Black Sheep Apprentice with Dave Franklin over there.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. That famous band that has a hiatus every now and again, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the middle of one of those while I complete this world tour of pubs.
World tour of significant musical venues in the southwest of England. I think that's the way to describe it, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, I think we've got time. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to play a little musical medley montage and give my audience here the opportunity. My guests, they're not my audience. How dare I say that? Have a listen to this and see if you can work out who the five artists are and five tracks. Do not shout out the answers, as one of my guests did last week. We give out the answers at about 10:45. But have a listen to these five artists, five tracks, and see how many points you can get. So I've got to find the right button because my buttons keep sticking. That sounds like something from Carry On, doesn't it, really? But it's not, honestly. Thank you. Okay, without giving the answers, as I say, we do that at about 10:45. So looking at my guess here, out of potential 10 points, one for the artist, one for the song, how many points do you think you're playing with then? How many think you got? You weren't listening, really. After the first track, you turned off, hadn't you?
No, not immediately. I got the first track straight away, though.
First one, okay, all right. Yeah. After that, so out of 10 points, how many do you reckon you get?
Six or seven.
That's
4 points.
You've got four. Paul's got four. Paul Burgess has come to join us in the studio. We've got a packed studio here today. In fact, also wandering around behind his Afra, which is David's partner, taking photographs. So she's all over the place. Where is she? She's right behind me somewhere. Hello. Do you want to say hello? Just say, you can just shout, hello.
Hello.
Just shout, yes. Yeah, okay. That was such a lovely voice there, Afra. Really nice. Really appreciate it. I record that. We'll make a jingle out of that, actually.
Okay.
I say, we are joined here by the AK Poets, live in the studio. We're going to go to another tracker there. So we'll introduce this a new track of yours.
It's an acoustic one, is it?
One of yours? Yeah, one of your live ones?
I'm originally... I guess I'm half Dutch, and I've always been influenced by my heritage, I guess. And I thought with this song I'd try and bring history and my heritage into my songwriting. So this is a song called Delft, which is a beautiful city in Holland. And some people may have heard of the Delft Weir, but it's got nothing to do with Delft Weir, but it's about the city itself. And I don't usually like describing what my songs are about, because I think it sort of robs the listener of her own sort of interpretation and imagination. But so the listeners can make of it what they will, and they can decide what it's about for themselves. But it's called Delft.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, Pat, we're going to start on this together then, aren't we? All right. 2, 3, go.
Repetition to wonder if beauty can survive. Yet in a turbulent embrace, it still feels good to be alive. And the Delft blues somber echo of romance we kiss. Yes, we kiss. The simmering quest of a sweet summer remains such a fanciful reproach. When to escape what we're thinking, when to decline approach. Correct me if I'm not mistaken, I think it's love she jokes. Amid doubts, blue somber echo of romance we kiss. Yes, we kiss. Da 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 da.
I think we'll leave a nice pause after that one as well. We needed just to ring out a little bit, didn't we?
Precisely.
In fact, we should have the applause there. Not a pause, applause. But I wanted a pause. I wanted a pause, just to let that ring out. Okay, yeah. That's great, that's wonderful. So just give us a bit of background about some of the places you're playing then on this world tour of the southwest of England and these wonderful venues you're playing. Okay. Tell us where you've played and anything that's popped up in your head that thinks, oh, yeah, that was
Skinny,
a good
would
one.
You like to come in on this or... well, go on, yeah. Well, if you knew that, why aren't you on your knees, boy?
Tell us about Devices, Skid.
Oh, Devices. Is this a good one, is it? Oh, hang on, is this the one that was on your Facebook? You're saying don't ever play there again?
Yes, don't ever play the lamb in Devices, the world's most wretched landlady ever. And I have played some toilets in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
In the Bronx, in Brooklyn, all over. I've even played a toilet in Nicaragua. Do not play the lamb in Devices. Skiddy.
Available.
Yeah, would you like to come in on that?
No.
Oh, okay. Skiddy. Tell us about a good one.
Words.
Let's balance this out. Skiddy, tell us about a good one words. You've done.
Well, I try to negotiate and reach out.
I definitely can't use my parting words.
Henry Kissinger, and you said what?
Go away.
Okay. Skiddy, tell us about a good one. Obviously, there've been some good ones in this.
Well, to be fair, most of them up until now have been good. What was that place in Rorton we played?
Yeah, that was great.
That was a great afternoon.
Yeah, it was the White Hart in Rorton was a particularly good one. One of my favourites, one was hosted by a gentleman who sat in the corner of us at the Riffs Bar in Swindon. That was particularly good. And what else would you say?
I think our debut at BI was a cracking gig, to be honest.
No, that was a debut. That was also with Dave Frank, and that was a shuffle.
That was one of the most frightening gigs I think we've ever done.
Why was that? The first one?
Well, 9 days of rehearsal. Well, 9 hours of rehearsal.
Nine hours of rehearsal.
A couple of days of rehearsals.
Yeah. For how many songs? How long were you playing for?
We did 10 songs.
10 songs.
And we had about 9 hours. I'd say an hour per song, or less than an hour per song.
So presumably, with you being living away, you're not. Yeah. Your rehearsal is only these sort of grabbed. Few hours
I arrived on a Saturday morning, bought this acoustic guitar.
Bought it? You didn't bring one with you?
No. Well, I flew EasyJet. You're lucky you can bring a pair of socks.
Okay.
They're too weighty, those socks, sir.
Yes.
Get rid of one of them. Oh, okay. All right.
So you bought a guitar then?
Yeah, I bought a guitar and we met at 11 o'clock at the county ground where we rehearse. And we rehearsed that afternoon. I think we rehearsed again on Wednesday and we rehearsed again on the next Saturday. And then we're in the shuffle. And a deep, dark beehive. Yes,
right.
That was the one.
But, so is this the first time you've actually performed together as a band, then, as a trio?
Yeah.
But the two of you, you played before, haven't you?
Not really.
Not for a long time, then?
Very little playing together, really, over the years. We've done a little bit, but not much.
Drinking together.
Yeah.
And me and Skiddy have done cooking together of an afternoon, but no, and health and safety and all that old rubbish, but no playing, no. It's the first time, actually.
I think I've played with Dave a little bit. We did a little bit, haven't we, over the years?
Yeah.
Very little, not much, but yeah.
Okay. So what about recording? Have you got much coming out in the future?
Well, we were in the studio last week. We're midway through, actually. It sounds good, doesn't it? But it's truth. We did 2 days last week. We're recording 2 songs.
Where at?
What's it called? Gatehouse.
Gatehouse
Studio, which is in Swindon.
Okay.
Plug? I don't know what.
I mean, mention anybody. Yeah, you go for it.
Gatehouse Studio. We did 2 tracks. We basically got the backing tracks done. And a good friend of mine, Frank Abrahams, was playing saxophone. We brought him down. I don't know if you know him.
No, I don't know.
He plays round these parts and all, and further afield. Yeah, he's a pro. He is. Yeah, he came down, played some sax, did a brilliant job, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pat calls him God now.
Forgetting the 60s, they were saying Clapton is God. For me now, Frank is God.
Frank is seriously cool.
Really?
He's a seriously cool dude.
Just walking down the street from a mile away, you can just go, that man is a saxophonist.
Yeah. Has a saxophonist got a special walk, then?
There is
it?
Something about...
Is it really?
Yeah.
He's a bit lopsided. He doesn't keep it down his trousers or something. It's not a case of...
I thought this was a clean show. I won't tell you what's down my trousers.
It's the quiff, it's the leather coat, it's the...
Oh, I see.
It's the...
Pointy shoes. The pointy shoes like small cars. They're really long. You know what I mean? We would all fit in one of Frank's shoes. Yeah.
Are you saying it's a case of he dresses, look at me, I'm a saxophonist, you must look at me, aren't
I
flash?
He's far too cool for that.
Not quite like that, then.
He's the real deal, I think.
Yeah,
he is the real deal, yeah. Yeah.
So is he jazz background, is he? Or was he...
I think he's sort of Kenny Ball and Aka Belk and jazz, Kenny G, you know, all those sort of guys. But I think in his time he's been playing a little bit too much lift music, as he refers to it. So I think we're giving him a bit of throwing in the hand of sweat, blood, sweat and tears and rock and roll, and dare I say it, danger, because you can mess up.
Whereas what
Frank does, because a lot of it's tapes, you know, the parameters are A and B, and they never move. The goalposts never, ever move. Which is what we do. You know, I've been known to run out to the audience and pull my lead out, and he can't hear me. You know, things go wrong. But that's part of the excitement, I guess.
Plus, if things are going well, you just, as all musicians, you just say, oh, let's play that chorus again, let's do that again.
Well,
you just sort of...
We don't play the tapes, I guess, basically. Well, we just play to where I'm going, and
we'll do it again,
and the band follow me, and it's great.
Yeah.
And because you never know where it's going to go, it can go to a really great place. And it's what you often say, every gig is different. Every gig, the songs might be called this in that key, in that tempo, but fundamentally every gig is different.
Sure.
No two gigs are the same.
We have one song that lasts anything up to a good hour and a half if you turn up with a fireman and a hen knight.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's no kidding. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we were hijacked by various hen people types,
weren't we? Well, we are just heading towards the news now, so we are joined in the studio by the AK Boys. After the news, we'll be having a few more tracks. I've already primed them. One or two of them are going to be up for our 60-second challenge. We'll be back after the news. Good morning to you. Yes, it's me, Sean Hodgson, on Roundabout Swindon. So I'm joined in the studio this morning by the AK Poets. A lively bunch, shall we say. Not holding back on their opinions on certain public establishments in the Wiltshire area, but that's for a different story. And I think that a fundraising meeting with a particular pub will be put back for a while now, but that's not a problem. We can resolve that perhaps next year or two or three years down the line, maybe. We're going to go to a track now, which Dave Franklin has brought in with us. He is in the background here. He is around, I assure you, because you did hear him speak about 10 o'clock this morning. But he's brought a CD in, which he wants us to play. This is a CD called Lower Reaches by Justin Curry, who's the singer from Delamitri. So I'm going to play a track from the album, and it's, of course, I've got to get the buttons right because it's on CD, and it always catches me out. So this is Every Song's the Same. No, I thought I had the hang of this CD playing lark, but I then realised, obviously, I just let the track play, carry on playing, didn't I? That's my fault. So that was, anyway, we just had playing there. That's from the album Low Reaches by Justin Curry, and that was the Trong song. Trong? What's a Trong? Does anybody tell me what a Trong is? It's a word that radio presenters use when they don't know the right words to use. That's Every Song's the Same. So we're back in the studio here with the AK Poets, and I think I'll probably have time for have another track from you. You geared up and ready and juices
straight
are flowing.
Song, straight after Justin Curry, yeah? Straight into another song?
Yeah, well, we could do a chat about something else.
Oh,
let's chat a bit more about your tour. Give us another more positive feedback about some of the other places we're playing. No, I'll tell you what, tell us where you are playing in the future. That's a good thing.
Okay,
that's
promote the tour. Tomorrow we're playing at the Assembly Rooms in Bath.
Okay.
As the AK Poets. The reason I say that is because on Friday, this coming Friday, me and Skiddy are doing an acoustic gig at the Castle in Old Town in Swindon. And then on Saturday, we're at a bigger gig. It's called the Old Road Tavern?
Old Road Tavern.
In Chippenham.
In Chippenham.
Yeah, that's a good one, that. It's good how you repeat what after I've said, isn't it? Old Road Tavern.
Old Road Tavern.
In Chippenham.
Chippenham.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Good.
See what I mean? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You can find them in Poundland.
Yeah.
It's an echo.
I did want them to have a bit more delay on his voice, but you just can't get the staff, you see.
It's the parrot echo, isn't it,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, this is what. Talking of parrots.
Oh, go on then. Oh, let's talk about parrots then.
No, we did an interview in Chippenham, for Chippenham Radio last night, and kid thee not, he had a budgie right behind us, didn't he? And you were most impressed.
In the studio.
He had a live animal in the studio.
Yeah, a live animal. And it was tweeting away while we were talking, you know.
Yeah, and you found it most fetching, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, budgie, I thought fantastic.
And you couldn't sleep last night, you were telling me.
Well, yeah, it was good.
You were thinking about it. Was that you thinking about breakfast when you thought you're budgie? Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it? A budgie, really?
Yeah. No, quite nice in this pot noodle.
Pot budgie.
Pot budgie, that's the one. A walking, talking pot noodle, that's the one.
Oh, dear, I've already upset Swindon Town football players. Now, if I'm upset the animal lovers in the world.
Did we upset Swindon Town football players?
Oh, no, I did. Before you came on, I said something perhaps I shouldn't have said.
Well,
I'm not going to repeat it. I'll end up like the Daily Mail, just repeating things. We don't want to go down that route. So, all right, I think it is time now for 12 another track from here. Okay, So what are you going to play for us now?
This is a song called Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams, over to you. Not Sweet Dreams. It's not a cover by from the Eurythmics, is it?
I don't know. When I was thinking about this song, I did think, oh, darn, they've got a song called Sweet Dreams. But isn't there a brief? It's Sweet Dreams are made of this.
Brackets, I think, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So there's no brackets in my songs. I do have many songs with brackets. This isn't one of them. This is just called Sweet Dreams.
We could make a whole radio show about songs with brackets and the meanings of them.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Is that one? I've got about four or five with brackets, actually. There's one on that CD.
Is there? It's a famous John Lennon song, isn't it? His first one from his comeback.
Wheels, was it?
No, just like...
Starting over.
Yes, yes.
You're a Lennon fan, then, are you?
I'm a Lennon fan, yes. Well, I'm a Beatle and Lennon fan, actually.
What's your favourite Beatle track, then? Come on, before we do this.
Okay, all right.
And favourite album, favourite track?
Favourite track is it's not one they wrote. It's Twist and Shout.
Okay.
Just because it puts the hairs up on the back of my neck.
It is a fantastic performance.
And the one of their originals will be Lucy in the Sky.
Okay.
That'll be there. And I think the Beatles, the White Album, is my favourite.
You see, we've turned over, ladies and gentlemen. I'm now presenting Swindon 105.
You can interview me then, I've never been interviewed before.
And what's your favourite album? What are you saying?
The White Album, the Beatles album.
And for what reason is that, sir?
Because the variety of it, really. Some people say it's not really a true Beatles album because it's just a collection of solo recordings with other people.
Not bad, though. It's
pretty fantastic. And, you know, you get things like Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Yes.
97 takes, three time changes, all mainly done live. I mean, that just shows how fantastic they were, really, weren't they?
97 takes.
97,
And is yours numbered, sir? Your white album.
Is it numbered?
Yeah, they're all numbered, individually numbered.
Oh, well, the vinyl version,
I
don't know.
I remember having this conversation with Dave Gregory once, and he asked me straight out, what's the number, Dave? He says, you don't know the number off the top of your head. And he had to go and lie down with a cold compress on his brow then.
Right, I'll have to go and dig that one out and find out.
Lie down with a cold compress?
Well, it depends. Is it warmed up by now? If he's used it already, it won't be particularly
cold.
I'm still
using the same one that Dave Gregory used.
You're going to pass it on, is it? Is this a musician's thing? They pass on the cold compress, do they, really?
Yes, it's a lot warmer, though.
Okay, all right.
This is called Sweet Dreams. It's got nothing to do with Eurythmics. Worn down like two tight boxes, that's you and me. With our hearts bathed in petrol, longing to flee. Always one to the other, perfect symmetry. Good night, my darling, sweet dreams. The ghost of Corelli plugs in from across the sea, where time had stood still beneath the garland sunset of Augustale. Like an undecided sentence that's still impossible to believe. Good night, my darling, sweet dreams. Good night, my darling, sweet dreams. With every silence pierced, whether by dream or intuition, so many trumpets to behold that do linger in my heart, just like every sea of sorrow that did ever wash ashore. My word, my kiss swam in the dance while we're apart. While we're apart. While we're miles and miles and miles and miles apart. What a thousand mandolins, they stumble forth from every star. I'm in ransom and I'm in love, they all remind me of where you are. Byron's promise of a rainbow that still sparkles from afar. Good night, my darling, sweet dreams. Good night, my darling, sweet dreams. Thank you.
delirious, set in stone forevermore. So many trumpets to behold that do echo in my heart, just like every wind of sadness that did ever break the vow. My words, my kiss remain victims. My word and my kiss. My word and my kiss. They both remain victims while we're apart. While we're apart. While we're apart. Worn down like two tight boxes, let you leave with our hearts bathed in petrol. Longing to flee, always, always, always one to the other. Perfect symmetry. Good night, my darling. Wishing you sweet dreams.
Ooh, yes. That's lovely. That is lovely.
Thank you.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Really enjoyed that. Absolutely. And then, what album is that from then? Is
that's
is
not
that,
released yet.
That's not released yet.
It's not even recorded yet, actually.
Not even recorded. Wow, so that's so it's quite fresh then.
Mm.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, I wrote that just before I came over, right in Toulouse.
Now... Yeah. What we're going to do now, I'll tell you what, no, we're just going to play a musical medley montage, and while we're playing that, if Skiddy can come forward, because he's been nominated, be the first person picked on, no he hasn't, not volunteered, hasn't he, volunteered, but you're going to come forward, well, I'm just going to play a musical medley, and then we're going to have the 6 second challenge, and Skiddy, I understand he's going to be the first one to, but let's just listen to this musical medley challenge, see if you can have another track, another crack at working out who the five artists are on five tracks. Okay, without giving out the answers, anybody raising their bid on how many they think they're at a potential 10 points? One artist, one for the song, anybody getting any? I think you, Skiddy, you were saying you think you got six, did you?
Yeah, it might be five now.
Oh, right, it's gone down, is it? any further bids on that? No, no.
Now you've given me the answers to one of them.
Paul, how many in the background there, Paul?
Four.
About four, maybe. Okay, well, the answers will be given out at around about 10:45. But now... We've got... Oh, where's my mouse? Go there. Now we've got this. It's time to enter the dark zone. The spotlight is upon you. You must talk for 60 seconds.
without pausing, without saying the same thing again, and without going off at a tangent. This is the 60-second challenge.
So, Richard, for the honour of the AK Poets, because everything's resting on your shoulders here...
Yeah, no pressure, mate.
No pressure. You're up for this, aren't you? You've got to talk for 1 minute. What I do, I got my little stopwatch here. I give you the subject. If you pause or you repeat yourself or you go for a tangent, I stop the stopwatch, minus 1 point. If you get to 60 seconds in one go, you get 2 points. If you continue talking beyond 6 seconds, like 1 minute, 5 seconds, every 5 seconds, you get 2+ points. Most people, just let you know, do end up with minus figures.
Okay.
So I can be a bit harsh, shall we say. Well, we have had a record of 8, and Paul in the back there, you did get 7 at one stage, didn't you?
Okay, yeah.
So it is possible to get plus figures.
Well,
but basically,
I feel sorry for your listeners. So,
good feat. But basically, you just keep talking, and I'll just say stop and pause.
Without alcohol,
yeah, okay.
10.
Okay, for the honour of the band, Skiddy, your subject to talk on for 1 minute is the pleasure of wearing leather trousers, starting now.
Well, that's an easy one. The pleasure of wearing leather trousers is obvious. You get to meet Dave Franklin, a fellow leather trouser wearer. He and I have been wearing leather trousers in various establishments up and down the country for, the best part of 18 years or so. I wore mine in a motorcycle capacity. Dave, I think, was born in leather trousers.
You mentioned Dave twice. You've repeated yourself, and that's how harsh I am. But you've had 17 seconds, but you now know the way we work. You know the way my mind works. You know how harsh I am.
You are evil.
That phrase has been used once or twice. But continuing with your subject of the pleasure of wearing leather trousers, continuing now.
There are dangers to wearing leather trousers, some of which are moisture control, passing out from heat, and, of course, pointing and staring and laughing at by other members of the AK Poets or Black Sheep Apprentice, of which my pre-aforementioned friend is one of them. Leather trousers are expensive. They're not the cheapest of things to buy, certainly not.
Deviation. Why is that a pleasure? Because they're expensive. I think, no, that's not a pleasure.
Because luxuries in life are expensive, are they not?
Is that a pleasure? Is that the pleasure of wearing leather trousers because they're expensive?
If you win the lottery, are you going to wear just plain old cotton flannelette, or are you going to lash out and splash out on leather?
So you're challenging me then?
I'm challenging my challenge. Remember, this band has a boxing fraternity.
You do. And there's three of you, there's only one of me. All right then, I will let that one
come
go.
Come on, listeners, don't let him gang up on me.
I don't usually get people challenging me. This is not the way it's supposed to work.
Revolution. This is a radio revolution.
Okay, you're on minus 1 point, so that, and there's no minus figures there. You're up to 42 seconds. Continuing now with your subject of the pleasure of wearing leather trousers, continuing now.
Let's be fair, leather trousers do make you look pretty hot. Unless, of course, you are extremely ugly.
You've actually mentioned the word hot previously.
In a different context.
The word hot was used. So, minus 2 points.
Well, I'm not allowed to say the actual phrase I was going to use.
No, you definitely can't say any phrase that I think you might think of saying. This is not carry on, it's 11 o'clock at night, or something like that. Okay, continuing at 46 seconds. So the aim is to get beyond the minute and 5 seconds beyond. For each 5 seconds beyond, you get 2 points. So you could end up in plus figures, potentially. Continuing with this subject, starting now.
I want to know why leather trousers itself hasn't been pulled up on, because I've mentioned them at least 4 or 5 times. So technically the rules to this game are however he feels on the day, I think. So, given that, I'm going to go home and burn every pair of leather trousers I can find. I'll pop round to a certain person's house and dig ears out and burn those as well.
Oh, sorry, you've had burn twice now. But you did get it on the 105. You don't actually mention any phrase within the term itself.
Okay.
So you can keep saying that. So your complaint against the compare here is invalid, and I could minus 10 points to the sake of that. But I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that. So you did get up to 105. So you get plus 2. You did have minus 2. So you've ended up with a grand score of...
Zero.
Hey. That's not bad.
I told you I'd mount to nothing.
Mount to nothing. Okay. All right, we're gonna. That's a good result, really. I say he's quite often
Michael
some people.
Michael Seven Haircuts Bolton.
There are many people in here do get minus points. That was Richard Skidmore, the drummer here from the AK Poets. We're just going to play another track now. We're going to play my CD thing and see if we can get this right now. And this is hopefully this is going to be Getaway by Charlie Bath.
You're my getaway car.
And I turned down the CD that time so we don't go straight into the next track. I've learnt my lesson now. I've learnt my lesson, Dave, because Dave was stood behind me. You helped me out last time, didn't you? You realised my mistake on the last song, didn't you?
Yeah, but I just let it go and it was quite amusing.
It was quite amusing watching me flap a little bit, wasn't it, really?
Well, nothing new, is it?
Nothing new, thank you very much. So that was Charlie Bath. And tell us a bit about Charlie Bath, and she's got something coming up, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got a gig with me coming up, not me playing, me organising, over at Riff's Bar on the 25th of October with Black Feathers.
Okay.
You've played Black Feathers, I think, before, haven't we? We've had them.
Yes, I think we have, yes.
So that's sort of a folky sort of evening.
Just remind people of the date of that again?
25th of October.
25th of October.
Charlie's now based in London, but she does come up for the occasional gig. And Rumour Shed are headlining that one, so a mixture of local and out-of-town stuff.
Good. Okay, now, bear in mind you heard, there was some sweating going on a few minutes ago when Skiddy over there took me up on the challenge, and there was going to be all three members were going to have a go, but one has bottled out. No, he hasn't bottled out. He's decided it's not for me, really. But
no, it's not. It's a bit early for you.
It's a bit early. The brain's not quite fully engaged yet.
It caught me about 3 in the afternoon. I've been perfect for
it. But David's going to have a go, aren't you?
I'll have a go.
So is it Dave or David?
David.
It is David. Okay, it's always nice to get it right, isn't it? As I think I was doing, really, effectively, wasn't I?
You can call me Susan on a Friday.
Susan on a Friday. Yeah. Okay, let me get my stopwatch. So
this is close enough, is it, for this?
Yeah, that'll be fair. Just slightly a bit closer. Just a touch closer. Okay.
How's that?
Now, we did bring up leather trousers for Skiddy because it was mentioned before we came in. So there was a connection. So it didn't 100% catch.
So if I got this correct, you can actually mention the subject matter a few times.
I might,
leather trousers.
It might have been mentioned. Oh yes, oh yes. Yeah. Join the your present your.
So you can actually say the word.
You
a
can
few times.
Say
so
anything.
Else.
Anything I say in my line. You can keep using. But I might change the rules again.
I'm sure you'll probably pick up
and realise.
Yeah.
Okay. Your subject, David, for the real honour of the band, because you've got zero to beat. I mean, come on.
We'll probably fail miserably, but lower than that.
Okay, and there's a subject we have mentioned already.
Oh, okay.
So it's not totally out of the blue.
It depends what it is, I guess.
It depends what it is. Okay. Your subject is pot noodles. Pros and cons, starting now.
Okay, well, obviously, the pros of pot noodles, if such be the word, is that policemen in the sort of graveyard shift can eat sort of fruity things of an evening, from 1 to 5 in the morning, and they can have arguments over what sort of who has the more compassionate pot noodle, because mushroom and ham strikes me as being sort of philosophically more compassionate, whereas the sort of dull chicken and pea variety is not that philosophical. So clearly the sergeant would have...
I read the word philosophical twice.
Okay. Well, ideological then.
Hang on. I have to pause it and stop playing again. Okay. So you go up to 34 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a pretty good start, really.
Yeah, so I go
minus
straight
one.
Okay, so the minus one.
So
how many points have I got now then? Minus one.
You got minus one.
Oh Christ! I'm trailing miserably.
No. You're doing all right. Minus one at this stage is after 34 seconds. It's pretty good.
Oh,
some people, sort of pause and hesitate about 10, 15 seconds. So you've got over halfway.
Yeah.
So the aim, of course, is to get to 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Okay.
And keep talking basically.
Okay.
Without deviation, repetition, and all that sort of stuff.
All right.
So continuing your subject, pot noodles. pros and cons. David Marks, you're off.
Well, it's a well-known fact that the Queen Mother was a huge fan of pot noodles. She'd sit up all night trying all kinds of varieties when her daughter would sort of come hurtling into the room and say, Mother, why are you not eating the new apple variety which we've just had imported from Burma? And obviously, you know, the Queen Mother would have none of it.
Oh, Queen, like, you've had the word Queen twice.
That's right. Terrible.
It's getting
shocking.
It's shocking. Yeah. 51 seconds as well. Are you going to eject me? You're going to find the eject seat for me now. It's going to go, isn't it?
Yes,
my ties are going to be let down before I leave today, aren't they?
Yeah, really? Yes.
Okay, but no problem, because Skinny was at this same stage, -2, so he did manage to get, so if you were sort of for 105, you get your points back, and you could end up with a magnificent equal score of 0.
Okay.
But of course, if you continue 1010... You end up with plus 2 figures, you see. +2
So
points.
The Queen Mother is what got me down on that one.
Well, there was no... the word Queen.
Oh, okay.
I think you had Mum and Queen Mother. So Mother and Mum were fine. That was fine.
So I just want to refer to her again because I hadn't quite finished with the importance of
well,
that.
You have to refer to her in a different way.
Oh,
you can't use the same words.
Yeah, okay.
That's not it. So
now I
continue with your subject at 51 seconds.
Yeah.
So just 9 seconds to go for the end, but obviously you won't go further than that. Continue with your subject. Yeah. Pot noodles, pros and cons. David Marks, you're off.
Yeah, well, she who deceased, you know, who I was talking about, you know, prior to my interruption, you used to try various pot noodles throughout the entire evening. But I'm looking at a Michael Bolton CD here, and I've just completely forgotten that he was a big fan as too. He used to subscribe to them, in fact. He used to sort of order them by the caseload. I don't think I've repeated myself. And so therefore, moving there sort of into the negative side of the word pot noodle, our bass player, it has to be known, he has left gigs at great haste to charge down to Tesco's at 90 miles an hour to buy a huge case of pot noodles.
So you've had the word case twice now.
Did I?
Yeah, but...
Oh, well, you know, but I'm telling you, doesn't the truth come into it at all? You know?
No, the truth is irrelevant. The truth
the
is
irrelevant. No, there is a line for you.
The truth is the first casualty here.
Oh, the first casualty, okay.
But you did get up to 1 minute 27, which is, therefore, 5 times 2 is 10.
Oh, right.
So you're plus 10... With your -2, you're +8, which means you are actually equal to the record. I've been doing this for 6 months.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So you're equal to the record.
Oh, so I'm up to +8?
+8.
Oh, so I'm leading. I'm at the vanguard of pot noodle types.
You're more than leading, say that.
I'm a champion.
You're an equal champion.
So what is the champion's gift? Do I get a gift?
You get to play another song.
Oh, all right, okay.
That's the gift you do. You get the opportunity to entertain our listeners out there in Swindon world.
Okay.
So, I think probably you might have been the last track. Maybe not. Might have another one after this. But what's this one anyway?
Okay.
Introduce this song to us.
Yeah, this is a song called... I'm sort of still in pot noodle land. But, okay, moving
that's
on
a great
from pot noodle...
You're going to write a song like that?
I think I'm going to have
to. Could be
the
title
of the album. It's nice to know I'm a champion. I'm quite dizzy with euphoria. I can't believe that I'm the champion.
Do you want to pause while you let this sink in?
No, I'm just going to sort of try and get the segue into this. So this is called The Other Side of the Hurt.
Okay.
And here we go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, go. Telling me that I don't want your communication. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's the situation. I'm doing this for my own survival. See myself through to the other side. You're telling me my heart is closed. Like a nocturnal flower. Nothing could be further from the truth. Each waking hour I'm doing this for my own survival. To see myself through to the other side. You're telling me that love can but confirm and how. No
nothing could be further from the truth, from where I'm stood right now. I'm doing this for my own survival, to see myself through to the other side of the heart.
Yes. Good stuff, good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. That is lovely. That is lovely. And which is that recorded or is that new again?
No, that's all everything I've done today is new and none of it's been recorded yet. So if there's anyone out there with wads of cash you'd like to invest in us just to go into the studio and record these marvellous songs, then please come forward.
Do such people exist these days?
Well, they must be out there somewhere driving in their big Jaguars, wouldn't you say? Sort of bored, in search of a pot noodle, in their leather trousers, getting all heated.
Well, perhaps it's Golden Wonder you need to get in touch with.
Yeah.
It should be the pot noodle sponsored album.
I don't
maybe.
Really care who it is, really.
You don't know.
That would be good for me if we could, yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. You'd be happy to be paid in pot noodles, you mean?
Yeah, just have a whole shed up there, you see, isn't it? That's the only time he's perked up inside in nearly 2 hours.
He was. Have I mentioned his eyes light up?
You have to get some windscreen wipers.
We're going
to
play a track now from an artist that's going to be coming our way in Swindon shortly. This is a track by Courtney Yasmini.
Yasmina.
Okay, there you go. I get caught out. There we go. And it's from her album Beautiful Lonely, and this is a track called Lunar Moth. Okay, that was, I've got to get it right now. That was Courtney Yasmini. No.
Yasmina.
Oh, I was in my mind, I'd rehearsed that and I'd got it right. Until I turned and looked at you and I thought, I'm going to get it wrong. So, go on, Dave, tell us a bit about Courtney then.
She's based in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, so obviously in the States. Got in touch with her because she does play around here. They tend to tour over here every year. And she just got in touch regarding getting some higher profile gigs. So she's actually playing at the Victoria tomorrow night with a couple of local bands, Oscillator and the Automaniacs, the local support, and she's a headline band tomorrow night.
Good stuff, good, good. So did you say she's touring? Where is she going to be playing if somebody did miss her at the Vic tomorrow night, do you know?
Well, it's sort of scattered throughout the south of the country. They've been doing some work in London and then they've got a few sort of peripheral gigs around this end of the country before they go back. So I think we've got about another week of it, but you'd have to check their website for the exact information, but certainly worth catching tomorrow at the Vic.
Okay, that's great. We're going to come out now with give you the answers to our musical medley montage. So I'm going to play them now, and I'll give you the answers as we go through. If I push the right button, of course, it's one of those days where the button isn't 100% working, and I know why that's because someone else is playing in the background. But I've got that now. So here's what we got. So. Come on, let's shout out the answers. Who's this?
That's the one and only The Beatles.
With?
Octopus is gone.
Absolutely.
Off the Abbey Road album.
And who's this one then?
Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry.
Yeah, Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry, absolutely. And the next one I think might have caught a few people out. That's Beauty and the Beast by Bowie from 97 from the Heroes album. So which one's this then, Dave? Do you know which one this is? This is Duffy and... That was Rock Ferry.
That's it, Rock Ferry.
Yeah. Rock. And the last one there, Dave, you knew that one?
I don't know. What was it?
That was the one you just heard.
Oh, that's it. Was Tusk by the somewhat ghastly Fleetwood Mac in their second incarnation.
Ghastly? Okay. Yeah, I've often wondered why, when people say Fleetwood Mac, they mean that. But when they say the original band, you have Fleetwood to say... Yeah. Mick Fleetwood's Fleetwood Mac. I think it should be Peter Green.
Get it right, man.
But surely it should be a case of there's Fleetwood Mac or there's the... And the name, yeah. it should seem to be the wrong way round.
The first one was Fantabulous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Timeless. The second one is awful, especially with that the two whining tarts. Absolutely dreadful. Good grief.
I was going to say, get a bit closer to the mic, but don't actually say, you don't have to repeat yourself. This is, it's fine. Just get a little
further away from the mic.
Maybe not. You're allowed an opinion. Just get a little bit closer.
I can say that. Like two wailing jam tarts.
Okay. Well, as you say, we've had a quiet band in the studio today, a quiet reserve band. We've had the AK Poets. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
You've enjoyed yourself, hopefully?
Yeah. I can't speak for the other two, but yeah, it's been fab. Thank you for having us.
What day is it, by the way?
All right, we've got a few seconds to go. When's your next gig that people can come and see you?
Tomorrow night at the Assembly Rooms in Bath is the next gig. Or the Castle, me and Skinny are going to be playing our acoustic repertoire.
Okay.
On Friday.
Great stuff. Next week, not next week, in a few weeks' time, we've got some more live music. We've got Jim Blair from Hip Root in the studio with us. We're going out now. This is the end of the show. It's coming to the news. And we're going to go out with Mr. Blue Sky. Not by them, but by Lily Allen. If I push the right button again.
Let's just hear from David Marks and his parrot again.
And then on Saturday, we're at a bigger gig. It's called the Old Road Tavern.
In Chippenham.
Yeah, that's a good one, that. It's good how you repeat it after I've said it. Old Road Tavern. In Chippenham. It's good, that, isn't it?
Good.
You can buy them in Poundland.
Yeah.